Well, we announced this morning that the Michigan operations will increase its production for 2009 by approximately 600,000 additional tons, which takes the operations up to about 7.3 million for 2009. At least that's what's projected for this year.
Now, that means, of course, that any bit of increased production means that there will be increased work and whatnot, and that's good. I know a lot of people have been hearing various stories and things about, you know, maybe there's going to be some shutdowns, maybe whatnot. But in the immediate future, what does this mean for workers here?
Well, the positive part of the news is that we're going to be able to avoid the summer shutdowns that were initially scheduled for both properties here. Tilden was scheduled to go down for 26 days and Empire for 7 weeks. And with the additional production at Michigan, those shutdowns will be avoided.
Dale, I got to ask, what's the thrust of this? How did this all come to be? Has there been global purchasing coming up for the pellets, or what's the reason behind this, I guess?
Well, I wouldn't leap to that conclusion that this is the beginning of any turnaround in the economy. You know, really, when we begin the year, we tell people what our production projections are, and we've always provided the guidance that those nominations by the steel companies are subject to change throughout the year. And really, this represents a modest increase in our production, but at the same time, that guidance remains that production is still subject to adjustment.
Well, there are all kinds of global forces at work, but with a recent visit with the president, CEO, and whatnot, the message has been that it seems that Cliffs in particular has been taking steps to be able to weather this fairly well, and that seems to have paid off, hasn't it?
Well, one of the things that Cliffs did, and I think the steel industry in general did, was to be very responsible as we saw demand drop for steel and iron ore, and that is that we took the steps necessary to adjust our production. So hopefully when the market turns around, and I would caution you that it hasn't turned around yet, but when that happens, perhaps we would be in a better position to take advantage of that a little bit quicker than we have in the past.
Well, with the announcement this morning of an additional 600,000 tons, I guess to wrap up with you this morning, Dale, just sort of what is the message to leave with the folks here in the immediate area?
Well, I think, as I mentioned before, I think the most positive news out of this is that we'll be able to avoid those summer shutdowns that we had scheduled, and as a result, that will mean those folks would not go on layoff. So I think that's the positive that we get from this right now. And, you know, we'll continue to look at the marketplace and hope that we get some real significant turnaround. But as I mentioned, we're not there yet.
Yeah, I was about to say, before we completely close this out here, Dale, I mean, there's a glimmer of light, like we said here, but people need to be very cautious with how they perceive this.
Absolutely. We're looking for more dramatic changes in the marketplace before we're convinced that we're headed in the right direction. So, like I said, the positive step here is that we avoid those summer shutdowns, but we still have a long ways to go.